Okay, we're embarking on part two of the Baal Tamla in the second half of the Siman. The first half and the second half, this is a turning point, is that the first half structured outline the dinim of Baal Tamla, the Agdaras of Baal Tamla, but the second half primarily is going to discuss heterim, different exceptions to the rule. Until now we had the rule was there's two lavim and an assay, and now we're going to have a bunch of exceptions to the rule, numerous exceptions to the rule. All right, we're up to Sif Zayin. If someone tells the shliach, "Tev is chorli poyalim," I don't hire the poyal directly. He sends the shliach to hire a poyal. V'sakram, and he hires them. V'amalehem, and the shliach tells the workers, "Schorkam abalabai. Your schar, don't look for me. It's the schar. Your payment's going to be paid by Reuven. Reuven the balabai is going to pay you." Ein shum echad mem oiva abaltolan. Neither party is of abaltolan. Not the mishaleach, namely the balabais, and not the shliach. The shliach is not oiva because look, he's not obligated to pay. He's only doing a shlichus of the mishaleach. Mishaleach is not mechuyev to pay. This is a special heter that when you send a shliach to hire somebody, you don't have the chiyuvim abaltolan. We're going to discuss mitzvah why, but this is a major heter. Could be it's a downfall, so you lose out the assay. But it's a major het that you don't have. It's a Baal Tamla. The Gemara actually, the Amoraim who had this minig, they were so scared that they're not going to be able to pay on time. They might miss it. They might have proper funds. Something they might forget, and they were scared to enter to be nichnas into such a suffix that they're going to be in a position and they might be over alav. So what they used to do is bedavka. They used to hire poyalim with a shliach. Anytime you need a poyal, let me know, and I'll be your shliach. Anytime I need a poyal, you'll be my shliach. And that was like the deal they had with each other. And like this, they avoided any dinim of Baal Tamla. But I'm going to get to it. But excellent kasha. At the same time that they avoided being over Baal Tamla, the lav, but unfortunately, seemingly according to the chidah, they also lost the assay as well. It means they don't have the opportunity to mekayim assay. The dinim of Baal Tamla, the lavim, and the assay are only applicable if you hire the poyal directly, and not through a shliach. And we're going to discuss different types of shluchim. He mentioned a wife. We'll discuss that. I just want to continue through the sif, and then we'll get back to it. So Nachman, v'aymer l'shlucha tzei v'skar li'poyalim v'sakram v'amalem tzcharkam abalabais. And the shliach told the workers, you should know you can go to payment to the balabais. Ein shum echem emoy v'abal tolen. Omiyu, however, even though there's no dinam abal tolen, and like we said, there's not even an essay, still balabais oyv mishum al toymer l'reacha leich v'shoiv. That's an Issa de Rabbanan, it's in Tanakh. Atom al-Rech Aleich v'shoiv, that you're now allowed to pay off, delay payment. You can't just keep on pushing the guy and dragging the guy a cup. Oh, I'll pay it tomorrow. It's not the lav and the assay, but it's a new problem, it's a de Rabbanan. And this is applicable even though you hired Aidei Shliach. This Aidei Shliach only gets you out of the Chiyuvei Deraisa, but you still have Leich v'shoiv. Now, when do you have Leich v'shoiv? Zok to Mechaba, providing him Einu Torud. If you're not busy, or mechavin l'tchayzim. If you're not busy and you're not trying to bedafka push them off, if you're not busy or mechavin l'tchayzim and you have intention to push them off, that's when you have leich v'shoiv. But if you're busy, the reason why I'm telling come back tomorrow is because I'm too busy to pay today, then I'm not over the issa. It's only if I'm using this, I really have the time, and let's say if I would be the worker, I would find the time to make sure I get the payment, but for you, come back tomorrow, that's when there's a problem of leich v'shoiv. But if the person is truthfully busy, and he doesn't have the time, then ein hakanami, he will not be over this din of leich v'shoiv. Now for the lav and the essay, busy is not an excuse. So the lav and say you better make sure that you have payment. Not only that, you better make sure that you have payment before you even start. The chinuch says you shouldn't hire a worker unless you have payment already, funds available, so at the time there comes time for payment, you'll have where to pay from. Now, I can't tell you that's a chiyah, but he says that's what you should do. The Chafetz Chaim discusses that if you have the funds and you spend the funds and now you don't have the funds yet, then you're going to be over the deraisa. But by the Rabbanan, this Altaim Alarech Aleich V'shoiv, that's only if you're intentionally pushing the guy off, you're being lax about it. So then you have the problem. If you're not, you're sincere about it, and you take this for real, and you really want to pay him, you just don't have the opportunity, then you won't be over this the Rabbanan.
What's the right thing on the other? If you had the funds, you're spending on the
other. If I had the funds, in the normal case, not by a shliach, the regular case of Baal Tamla, if I have the funds and I spend it.
You don't have the funds, you're
we're going to see. We'll see. I told you something that you don't have enough information to appreciate. Enochan. Alright, let's continue and we'll get back to more examples. Now, this is going back to the Shliach case. He's acting on behalf of the Mashalek. The Mashalek needs his lawn mowed, and he tells his friend, do me a favor, call a lawnmower, and he calls him. So now, if he doesn't tell the poyel, Skarkam Abalabais, even though the shliach didn't specifically tell the worker you could expect me to pay you, I just hired the worker. I didn't say who's going to pay you. And the skarim stam, he just hired them stam. Who chayiv b'skarim? The worker is chayiv to pay. The fikach who oivim mishum ba'talman? The worker will be oivim mishum ba'talman. If he tells the guy, look, don't expect payment from me. It's from the balabais. Then I'm a shliach. But and I won't have a problem because I'm not obligated to pay, and that guy's not going to have a problem because he did a day shliach. But if he expects me to pay because I hired him in stam and he assumes that it's my malacha that's being done and he expects to get payment from me, I have an obligation to pay him, and if I don't, I will be over Baltimore. If he knows that this house belongs to Pliny, it's Reuven's, it's not your house, so he asked me to mow the lawn. I know it's not your lawn, I know it's him, so I expect the balabas to pay me. So then that's as if I said lahedi, the shliach said lahedi, expect the balabas to pay. See the variables, it's really not our Indian. It's really an Indian later on to know who is obligated to pay. But once we can establish who's obligated to pay, that's when we'll know how the Baal Talon kicks in. If the Shliach is obligated to pay, then he has a Baal Talon. If the Mishaleach is obligated to pay, then neither have a Baal Talon. Not the Shliach nor the Mishaleach. Good question, we'll hopefully get to it, but it's an excellent question. Okay, now let's try to dissect this a little bit. What's the reason why when you hire somebody a day shliach, there's no Baal Talon? The Gemara, how does the Gemara know that? This is a $1 million question. I would say this is the hardest problem in the whole Baal Talon. Where does this come from? And the Rishonim already bothered by the problem. The Tosfos Rid says, Svara, he says, that if you're not being hired directly from the Baal Abbas, you're not really saying with that you're going to get paid on time. We're going to learn, Yitzhak Shem, that if you make up to be paid later or you expect to be paid later, Baal Talon doesn't kick in. So if someone hires me, I day shliach, I never spoke to the Baal Abbas personally, I don't expect the payment to be too swift because it's, you know, we have a middleman in the way. The process is not going to work on time. So that's the place of the Ritzvara. As long as there's a middleman, I don't expect payment right away. That's a Svara. Yeah, I've had it. That's the cash. $1 million cash is when the shluchim shall let them come by. So it says that the poel expects a delayed payment. Others say different lashonis. There's a Erech Shai once, and the Rishash says it's mili lo mimserim l'shliach. The concept you only could send the shliach to perform a mitzvah, so you can't send the shliach to pass along a divur, to just give over words. So if I'm sending a shliach to hire somebody, what is he doing? He's just asking, it's only words, so this milam lam shliach. It's difficult concepts. I personally like, the best is a meshech chokhmah, he dashens the pasuk, but at least it's the simplest. It says, v'osalam pula socher itcha, and he's medayik in the Targum Unklis, that pula socher itcha means socher itcha that was hired by you, because he's medayik in the pasuk. Grammatically, it should have been loisalin, Losolin itcha pula socher, and it says losolin pula socher itcha is losolin or pula. Which pula? If it was a socher itcha pula, if it was a pula that was hired by you, that's where the law of losolin applies. That's the easiest that the gzeis are kosher. Now, we don't find exceptions in Shulchan Aruch. We don't find exceptions in the early Pesachim. But we can start clearing a bunch of chakiris. One is, like was mentioned, what happens if the shliach is from the poyel shliach? I mean, if you hire a day shliach, that's a gemara. If the Baal Abbas sent the shliach to hire someone, that's a gemara. But what happens if the poyel has an agency? The secretary takes the calls, and you know, let's say it's a plumber. You want to book a plumber, and he has a secretary on call, and the secretary says, "Sure, you know, we'll book you for tomorrow." You never spoke directly to the plumber. So then, is that the same hetzer that was done the day shliach? Is the secretary, albeit the poyel secretary, but there's some middleman involved?
Babysitter's
mother. Sorry.
Babysitter's mother.
A babysitter's mother. Good.
The second sheet
has to consult the lease. It's a difficult concept. It means that you can't create a shliach on a dibur. You can create a shliach on a mitzvah. I could ask him to buy something. I could ask him to sell something. I could ask him to make a kedushin, make a gerushin. But to ask him to just give over words, that's not a shliach.
It's not a dibur with masi in this case.
It's not a mitzvah. You should make it. He's making a contract, but they say that the kinyan of poyolim, which is really not for now, but the kinyan of poyolim doesn't happen until there's a haskalas malacha. He actually has to start the work, or you actually do a maisa kinyan with him. That I didn't do. I just hired her. I said, you know, please come to my house tomorrow and do a job. So since all I did was a dibur, they want to say that's why it felt there's no maisa shlichus. Other rishonim say, other svaris, difficult concepts.
Question. Firstly, where does the dibur get involved here? Isn't this strictly a work done and you have to pay for the work? So what's the difference? Is the secretary saying, well, Ella starts work? What if they
do? No, I'm paying him not for the work. I'm paying him for the work that was done. But the work was done. How? What was the upmach? What was the agreement to have that work?
If there's no upmach,
then that's it. Then he can't hold me responsible. I didn't hire him. Then it's not a problem. Now I might have to pay him like to Pia Nana. We'll take it to the extreme. Someone comes and does a malacha for me, provides me with a service that I did not ask for. Okay. So in that case, there's a Piskei Tshuva early on, not here, but the Piskei Tshuva, I believe it's in Peites. The Piskei Tshuva says that our Piskei Tshuva Sifkan Hages and Ram is to look over there. But he just says over there, he says, no, you will not be over Baal Talmud. You have a chiv to pay me, dinenim, din yared, whatever it is, but it's not a schiris obligation because I never hired the guy. If I didn't hire the guy, the obligation is not midin schiris. Now midin schiris, you can have Baal Talmud. Just like we mentioned before, if it's midin mechiris, there's no Baal Talmud. If it's not a schiris type of obligation, there's no Baal Talmud. So to hear, if the shlichus doesn't work for some reason, then he's working on his own. So yes, I have to pay him, but no, he's not a real relationship, employee-employee relationship.
Every
lech b'shoyev, every day, it's constant.
Or is it every day, even if you only...
And the person says it's a constant issue, it's not... If he wants payment, and every time I delay, every day, another day went by, can't tell you if it's every second, every minute, every hour. No. The fact that he delays payment, the guy is expecting to be paid. Right. So it could be even if he doesn't even make the call. The idea is that if you're delaying payment willingly, knowingly, you're delaying payment, you have a lake v'shev. And the Maccabi just says that you have the lake v'shev, but I'll be honest with you, it's you know, for me soon, we have to deal with halacha, but in Mitzias, which is always, you know, the punishment always sends a message as well, the Gemara in Sukkah says, it's Choptes on the days, that when you hire a worker, you look in Rashi's chat over there, and you tack a lake v'shev, you delay payment, this cost of it is mismoitetin, yoyed letimyon. It means your assets, whatever job you did, is going to go down. It's like a concept of a star. So everyone, I think it's a famous already, when you have a shatchan, let's say for a shidduch, and you don't satisfy the shatchan, if you do a maisa, nach maisa, nach maisa, the gedolim have it, the poskim have it, the tshuvas have it, is that there will be a problem in that shalom bayis or having children. It means if the mekach that the sarsa provided was a marriage, and the fruit of the marriage is shalom bayis and children, you will see a problem with the children or the shalom bayis if you don't satisfy the shatkin. And similarly to anything, if you have a business deal and you don't satisfy the tzaris or a broker and you don't pay him properly, you will see you will have tzaris with that business deal. It's a haftacha, it's a gzeis kachom, and they said, so too, in that same Gemara it says, if you have a worker, and Rashi explains, and you delay payment, you're going to have that problem as well. And as Mashar points out over there, that's the Gavi or Baal Talmud. Not only did the Rabbanan, a regular Baal Talmud also. If you don't pay on time, you're going to have a problem that you're going to see. You're not going to be as successful in the deal. You want to have success. The key to success is make sure to satisfy everyone who's involved in the deal. To pay. What does the Shatman do?
Is
Mashadik
his son? When is it due?
When is the Shatman's payment due? So the Pesach can discuss when is the uftu of his malacha. Is it the engagement? Is it the chasana? Many hold it's the chasana. So then maybe you won't be able to tell until you get to the chasana. The minig is clearly to pay before the chasana. So again, it might be like rent that we pay early. So yes, you would have to pay early, but no, there might not be able to tell until the chasana comes to that. You want it?
No, but there's no hiring.
That's a debatable point. You know, even if, first of all, sometimes I send the shatkin. But secondly, even if the shatkin initiated the process, there was an upmark, there is a minig of what, and you know, should I read your daughter to Yankel's son? Yes. So I told you, yes, read the daughter to Yankel's son. So that, it's just like I say, should I paint your house? And I say, yes, paint my house. So even if I didn't make a price with you, but yes, at that point when I said yes, I confirmed it, there was a schir. It's different than the person who does things behind my back and paints my...
No amount.
Sorry?
No amount.
So that api halacha is whatever the minig is in the makom. You have to pay that. Minig might be debased on how wealthy the parties are, but yes, it's definitely a minimum. I don't know what it is here, but in like in our area in Lakewood, I think it's a minimum. It's $1,000. But yes, there's a minimum involved that you have to pay a shotgun. At least that you're gonna have to pay. I'm talking about Lakewood. Yes, and Borough Park again. I call it the Ashrei. All right. Now let's talk about different types of.
I don't like to do melacha, but by doing that melacha you damage something in your house or in your property or your business. Can you hold up the payment, conditional to repair, or you have to pay help? It's an excellent question. I'd rather not get into it. It's an excellent question. It's a problematic. I mean, you tell me I have a chief, but he owes me money for a hezek.
It gets very sticky because you're never going to know exactly how much the hezek is. So if you hold back even one penny more than what the hezek is, then for sure you're even a son. That's not even a shayla. So it gets very sticky. Now for the hezek itself, you want to say you want to be toughest because he owes you money. It's debatable and I'd rather not get into it. But at least you should know, you hold back one more penny, you're zecha even. All right. Now what type of shluchim are we talking about? So you mentioned what about an isha. So the bir alako entertains ishta kagufay. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lahedi ishta kagufa, if your wife hires somebody, yes, the dinam about all and are applicable to you as well. But if you'll have a real shliach who does it, you don't have a problem. Whatever, if you have an apotropos, a manager of a company, he has the ability, he has the authority to hire as he wishes. He's hiring for you, but that's his job. He's your manager. Will that be a het about all? And maybe he should have the about all, and he's the one who cuts the check. We never talk to the owner of the company anyway. The manager runs the whole operation. Who is going to have with anybody about all? The Abbas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim says that an apotropos does have a chiv about all. I mean, if he's the manager, if he's the one who's cutting the paycheck, if you have a bookkeeper who also does the hiring as well, yes, then that person is going to have an it's about all. That's the Chofetz Chaim shita. Just to apply, let's go to an example. You have a manal of a yeshiva and hires a rebbe. The manal is responsible to meet the paycheck, to deliver payment, and therefore the manal, according to the Chofetz Chaim, will be yoiv about tolin, not paying the malamdim on time. That's according to the Chofetz Chaim. There's a Mishnah Rabbaran who says a beautiful swara, but he's at odds with the Chofetz Chaim. He doesn't mention the Chofetz Chaim.
Goes back to the administration. Principal gives the principal has leeway to hire.
And but who cuts the check? If the principal cuts
the administrator.
Oh, the administrator. No, I wasn't talking about. You're right. Then, but if the person who hires is the one who cuts the check, he's doing both parts of the thing. So he did the direct hiring, and he's supposed to be the one who's paying. At that point in time, there will be a baltolan on him. That's according to the Chofetz Chaim. The Mishnah Rabbah says a beautiful, beautiful chilek. But again, he's at odds with the Chofetz Chaim. He doesn't mention the Chofetz Chaim. He says. But the Pasuk says, "Lotalim pula tzachar itcher." You're withholding his payment. So bishloima, if it's your money and you're withholding payment, that's considered withholding. You are deriving pleasure from your money by not sharing it with your poyel. But if it's a manal of a yeshiva, let's say, even though he's the one who even signs the check, but not paying yet, paying, he's not going to be any richer because it's either the kupa tzedaka, the yeshiva has the money, or the poyel has the money, but he's not deriving any pleasure from the money. He says, "How is that lo salam pula tzachar itcher? It's not." By you, it's not, you're not withholding it. How could you be over the lot? That's one story he says. Another story he says is, what would happen, he says, he uses this as a litmus test. What would happen if now the manal is fired? In the middle of the year is fired. We get a new manal. Who has to meet the check? The old manal has to pay the malamdim, or now the new manal is going to cut the check, because it's not the manal who's a cry, it's the yeshiva who's a cry. So he says the fact that he cuts the check is one of his jobs, one of his obligations to the yeshiva, but he is just representing the yeshiva. The raya, if he leaves the yeshiva, he's not responsible. So he says that ultimately that is proof that he's ultimately not liable for payment, so how could he be over Baal Tolan? Those are his two svaras, and if he suggests in these types of situations, there will not be a Baal Tolan. But like I say, the Chofetz says explicitly that in such a case, there will still be Baal Tolan. We have in America, I don't know how it works here, but in corporations, even if it's a corporation, the law is that the board of directors, or they are a board of directors, they don't even have a share in the company, but if they hire poyelim on the job, and it goes bankrupt, they have to shell the money out of their pocket. It's a safety measure they did to protect the poyelim, that people shouldn't take advantage of poyelim, seeing that we're about to go bankrupt, but you know, who cares? Let's try. There's a one in a million the company will survive. So let me just hire the pilot. I go bankrupt. It's their loss. I'm not going to lose anything out of it anyway. So they made a law that in certain situations, the board of directors are personally liable to meet the paychecks. And in such a case, then you won't, might not have this Mishra Zaran second Svara. But I have to say that the Chokhan says Lahedja that yes, it will be Oyvah Nisim.
If someone is responsible for the payroll and his boss is telling him, I don't want you to come the day of the pay because I don't want to pay the people. Are you aware of his neighbor?
Who is the one who did the hiring? The boss?
The boss, yeah.
No, if the boss hired... So again, you have the head of the Ayyadei Shliach. The only problem is that the same person hiring is the guy who cuts the paycheck. So then you can have the problem. If the boss hires and the bookkeeper...
The action, you're going to cause him to do it. Because if you say... Listen, I have to come and pay. They need money.
I know, but if you didn't hire him, then you don't have the Issa Baal Talan. And the boss of the net. Sorry?
If he did,
then he has a problem. The only thing is that the boss doesn't want to release the funds. You can't steal from the boss either. So you're in a pickle. So then maybe you're annoying. So like this, but we'll see a head of the Ainloy. You don't have the funds to pay. But typically, if let's say the boss is ready to pay, but you want to go on vacation. And the way you scheduled your vacation day, the day of payday, and you're the bookkeeper, and again, you did the hiring, you're the manager, and just it just worked out for you the way it fit into your schedule to go on vacation then, and you took the leisure, you know, the liberty to go on the vacation on payday, yes, you're even.
I'm going to come.
Sorry?
What happens if the manager is a goy? You have, without everything for you.
So I don't know if you can have a shliach ayidei goy. But anyway, if the manager hires, we said ushli because there's no din about talan and the mishalech, so you don't have a problem. That was the halacha. Anytime you hire someone with a shliach, the mishalech never is a chray. The question is just on the shliach. Now you can have situations that they are not really considered shlichas. The Chuvah Shai, the Erech Shai discusses this. A shliach means I ask you to hire somebody for me. It means I give you some leeway, authority. Who to hire, how much to pay. You have a decision making, you know, that's your job. You have a responsibility to make some form of a decision. So then you're my shliach. But if I tell you, you know, call Reuven and pay him $10 an hour and schedule him for tomorrow, then you're just a Meitzer Kof Ba'omer. What are you doing? You're a postman. You're delivering a message. That's all you are. I'm really the one hiring him. And therefore one could argue, I mean, he suggests that, one could argue that's not a tour of a shliach. That's a mamish, you hired him. What happens if you send a fax? You're going to say, well, you didn't hire him directly because it went through the phone lines, and if I send the letter, it went through the postman. I sent the message through the shliach, but I'm the one who hired him directly. I'm the one who created the terms. The shliach is nobody. He has no leeway, he has no authority to make any terms or to choose anybody, so that could be not a, that might not be a hetzer of shlichus. Again, I didn't say for sure, I just said, you know, depending on the svaras, depending on the gzeiros hakasos, whatever it might be. Alright, any other shalos? Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Sifchet.
But that's the question that I just ask you, the boss who's forcing you. If you know clearly that you're not going to get fired because of that, and you see that you could do a peula by telling him, you know, it's not so nice, eh? Are you mechuyev to do it?
You're the one who's cutting the paycheck?
You're the one who's cutting the paycheck. No, you're not the one.
And you hired as well?
I'm sorry?
You hired as well?
No, I signed. I just made the paycheck and I signed.
So that you don't have the chuyev, it's the boss's headache.
He's
going to be over.
Yeah.
I hear. If the board's going to have it, so maybe you should, like any person who is in the position. No. There's no Lifnaiva. Lifnaiva is only if you provided something. You didn't provide them. Forget it. He's the one who's stopping you from paying. But like any person who's doing an Avera, you're supposed to try to convince the person not to do the Avera. Explain to him the Chema Adava, and if he'll realize what's involved, he likely will pay. But yes, that is like an obligation. If I see you doing an Aveira, a different Aveira, even I'm not your boss, I see that you're supposed to pay a pile and you don't pay, I'm also supposed to go over to you and explain to you what's going on. All right, let's move on to Halakha Ched. Ovis Manoi, if the time passed, means we know it's at the end of the period, the end of either Tzeitzah Kochavim or Amur HaShacha, that's when you're supposed to pay, you missed the time. Ein Baal HaBayis Oyveh Mishum Baal Talan. Thereafter, the Baal HaBayis is no longer Oyveh Baal Talan. If he missed the time, so the first time Hitake has a Baal Talan, one lav, one Atei, but afterwards, there's no longer a Baal Talan. U'mekomokim chayiv litin l'mayad, but he's still mechuyiv to give immediately. U'bechol eis sheyisha, every second, every time that he delays, Oyveh Alav Shal Devreim, the Dirabbanan, Shenem Ha'atem L'Rech HaLeich V'Shoyt. That Rabbanan, you can never get out of that Rabbanan. That Rabbanan is always there. But the Daraita only kicks in that one time. Now what happens if you're going to have examples, like we're going to learn Mi'at Hashem in the next Sifim, that you're not over Daraita by the first time because you didn't have the money, or because you made up a later payment, or whatever it is. Once you pass the time, and you don't have the lav, you don't have the say, it doesn't kick in later on. I mean, there's a one-time opportunity for the lav and the say. Either you got it, you don't have it, but thereafter, all you're left with is the Rabbanan of Lech Vishoy.
Why is the Daraita only one time?
That's the Pasuk. I did it out of Breaker. Now that's it. Chatazi Avisi Peshat. I'm not doing another Solomon, that's it. It's a one time Solomon that I did. Now, I'm just delaying payment. It's Taka Navlo, and it's Taka Derabonim, but nevertheless, it's not going to be another Lav in an Asay.
The Ibrahim Altamal Rav, it's Mashma only becomes in you. There's an Amira, there's no Amira here. Every second you're over the Isra, the Lav, how can that be?
Well, we're talking about a case where he wants to get paid, right? And you're delaying payment. Every second that you're willingly delaying payment, you have a Lech Vashoy. It means you're delaying payment. He doesn't have to come and call you up every single second. He wants payment. And as you delay that payment, you're over, and it says B'chol Eif. I can't tell you how, every nanosecond, I can't tell you how it works. But yes, you're over constantly this Terabonon of Lech Vashoy. You just have an obligation to pay him as soon as possible. And, you know, when we say before, if you're tired, you have a way out, the tirda has to be a real tirda. It doesn't mean, like, you know, someone said over from Rabbi Yoshua, you know, I'm busy, let's say we'll talk about Yungaman, I have Seder now. It's very nice to have Seder, but that's not an excuse. The Chayyadim, it was the Arizal, rather, it stems from the Arizal, but the Chayyadim in his Tava tells the children, and this is pretty steep, if you have to daven mincha, don't daven mincha. Make sure you pay the boil. Means, the tirda real. Right, you're talking about the rights of, that's great, he was talking about the rights, but we're talking about something serious. It's not, you know, if it's convenient and it's accommodated, oh, you know, I'll try to pay you the payas. No, we're talking about that you have a mitzvah to say the rights and I say it, loisa say, and you gotta find a way to pay. The Rizal was known that he would never daven mincha before he paid his payalim. He said, Eich Yamad, how can I stand before God's broker if I have payalim sitting on my head? I can't. I should come before him. They're sitting on me. I can't do that. I will never be accepted in Palton Shemelach, whatever. I'll never get there. So I have to pay the boilin.
You have a Shemelach or your commission. There's no real set time when to pay the commission.
Why not?
Why not?
I know commissions per job.
Because let's say you're selling for, you know.
To say that it's not like a one-time thing. You can't do the sales. So whenever you make, how often did you tell him you're going to make a judgment?
Right.
For that once a month.
Sometimes, like the people that insulted didn't pay, so you don't really have to pay him because they didn't pay.
Was that what you made up with him?
You didn't make up anything.
I don't know, just because you didn't receive the funds, that means you're not obligated to pay the person who's working on.
But ultimately, they don't pay, you're not obligated.
Oh, that's understanding?
Depends. There are many companies.
No, there was a sale, but he didn't pay.
It worked differently.
You know, again, if that's the case, I hear.
There's nothing made up, nothing in writing as well.
So you might have the next halakha about when there's no zman. You might avoid the holy zirim. A tamal rekolek v'shoyv is everywhere. A tamal rekolek v'shoyv grad is even by a hava. You have money, you borrowed money and you didn't pay, you also have tamal rekolek v'shoyv. It's a general halakha for any time you withhold payment when you're obligated to pay. That's across the board. Sorry? No, Nedarim is not. Nedarim is perhaps it's taking a problem. Yeah, but not that. I don't like Meshavit when you have a Lerech, when you have a Benon al-Khaver responsibility. All right, let's move on to Sif Ted. Soker Shemakib the Balabayis. A soker that realizes he's Makib the Balabayis. Shein Dark Elias Biyad the Mois. He doesn't have cash. Ela B'yemashok. Until every once in a while he gets a windfall, it's a yemeshuk, he goes to the market and he's able to sell off his goods, that's when he raises capital. And it's understood, the shteg of the business, that the custom is that he doesn't pay till he makes those sales. Ain't no iver b'bal talan. He's not iver b'bal talan. Now, the Mechabit is not iver b'bal talan, afilu yesh le'mais, even if he actually has the money. But because typically he doesn't pay till the yemeshuk, so even though this time he has money readily available, still it was understood when you were hired, there's like an implicit understanding that you're not going to get payment till this yemeshuk. When we yemeshuk ve'elek, and once the yemeshuk passes, you'll have al tamal recha, but you won't have bal talan. Because it's again the same principle. You only have a one-time opportunity to have a bal talan. Either you have it or you miss it, but that's it. If you're not mechuyev because you made up or it's understood that you're going to be paying late, so that's it. Now, once you get the money later on, you're still not going to have a dinner bal talim because the zman where the chiyuvim kicked in no longer applies. That's zman in the past. V'hu adin zakter ramah.
We're saying here again that even though normally that you only pay yom hashuk, there's no bal talim. It's just saying, let's say yom hashuk they pay 30 in the morning, 30 day in the morning. There's no bal talim until at night. At night there's no bal talim.
No, if it's Yom HaShuk, I don't have a Baal Talon at all. I mean, till the Yom HaShuk, I have no Baal Talon, and after the Yom HaShuk, I only have Baal Talon Lerecha Lech Vashoy. Baal Talon passed, because the job was completed today, so really I'm supposed to pay him today. But there's an understanding that he doesn't expect payment to a later date. So that's it. Baal Talon is finished.
You hire a plumber, okay, from a plumbing company. It's normally you get 30 days.
To pay?
You offer Baal Talon at night?
He expects payment only 30 days later?
Yes, but the normal thing is you pay the company 30 days. I'm not confused this here. So you pay the company.
First of all, you have a company issue that we mentioned before, but if it's normally that you're allowed to pay 30 days later, so then you won't be able to bal talon.
At 31,
they won't be able to bal talon. You have a time of the, but you might not have a bal talon. There is a difference. I'll get back to it, but let me first get the Ramah. I'm going to get back to it. I'll try to be clearer. Let me just finish Ramah. We'll understand a little better. People raise this in the first half, these type of cases that they don't bill. They have to create an invoice. They have to cheshbon the hours, a lawyer, an accountant. Yeah, I made up to pay him per hour, but I have no idea how many hours he spends. I'm waiting for the bill. So therefore, and it's understood that no one's paying till he gets the bill. You're not going to be oiva until you get the bill. That means that if he gives you the bill, boy, b'yoyim. So yes, once you got the bill, now you're going to have a bal talon. But if he first gives you the bill, which is usually the case, at a later date, then you'll never be oiva bal talon. Because today I couldn't pay because it's understood I'm not paying until I get the bill. And later on I'm not oiva because that's not when you completed the job. You completed the job today. What I'll be left with is only al taim alareach or leich v'shoiv. I'll be left with a derabanan, but I won't have the opportunity for the raisa.
Yeah, we said before that it was dependent on time, right? This one. How come in the case when there is a custom to be paid, let's say, the day of the shuk, even if you have the money, it's not going with time? It's working with the...
Well, the time is the time that we made up. If there's a built-in inherent mechila that you don't expect payment until later on, so you can't force payment today. Let's say you're in Choshen Mishpat. Forget about the money. You want to force me to pay you today. If we made up, or the minig is, I don't pay you to the Yom HaShuk, I don't have to pay you today. If I don't have to pay you today, how could I have a belt on?
Let's say you set up the price of prop, but you put condition not to receive an invoice. But you know the price, it's $1,000 for the job.
But you put a condition on that until you get an invoice not paying?
You're going to have to give me an invoice. You tell him, you're going to have
to... Like, I tell him or afterwards you tell him?
No, you told him up front. I will need an invoice to pay you.
I'll need an invoice to pay?
Condition?
Fine, if you made up that until...
Yes, you can provide the invoice after, and you still have to pay him right away.
If you just say, I need an invoice later for my record, but that's not going to absolve you from your dinner.
I'm
going to
need an invoice.
That might not do it. But if you tell them, I need an invoice to pay because of my bookkeeper, the way my company is structured, I can't cut a check unless there's an invoice. So we made up like that, so then it's the same thing. We made up that I'm not paying you until you get the invoice. I made up with you, I'm not paying you until the Yom HaShuk. So if I don't get the invoice by the Yom, that's it, I'm fine.
The case
with Derek
is to pay the Yom HaShuk. Right? If I pay on time, but I get him interested.
That day. That the Achronim discussed, you should know. The Achronim discussed, they're trying to be Mandaik from the Ritva. It, Lagabi, the next halach and Sif Yud, really about if he's not Tevei you. Let's leave it for there and we'll discuss. But yes, you might have lost the essay as well.
When is the latest person can pay when he receives an invoice from a professional?
Is it an
invoice?
That's
what
the
hours and fees
invoice.
Does he have to pay right away?
Or? Then he's, whatever the noig is, but according to the Mechaba, yes, he is mechuv to pay. He's mechuv to pay right away when he gets the invoice. He can't delay payment. But if the noig is that you allow 30 days for payment or whatever it is, whatever the minig is, but in absence of a minig, yes, the second he gets the bill, he's mechuv to pay midrabbanan. If he has the money. We're going to see the next halakha. No, we're going to see the next halakha.
From a practical point of view, the whole halakha about Torah won't happen that much with employees. Because you don't usually, an employee doesn't finish working today and you give him payment today. You always...
Okay, good. So that's what I wanted to get back to make it clear. You had a problem as well. The noyig of Shabbaylam, when you have a company, a real company, they cut paychecks. Either they'll cut the paycheck the first of the month, for last month, or they'll cut a paycheck, let's say the Monday for the prior 2 weeks, you know, but not including Monday. So they're always giving you a delayed payment. They're making up with you, the payment's going to be a delayed payment. So till that delayed payment means till the Monday or till the first of the month, for sure you have no problem. Some suggest, even though Lecrae the Maccabi seems otherwise, some want to be Machalic that, but at least from Monday and on, there will be a Baltalan. Or from the first of the month and on, there will be. They want to say it's different than Yom HaShoah, that there was really no time. It was not a specific, concrete date. It's, you know, the Yom HaShoah, whenever you raise capital. But if I tell you Lehedi, the payday is the first of the month, so they want to say that is now, I could reconvey a new day, even though because the Torah says, excuse me, Shalom, Lemon, Sabbath, life. If you would like to structure it differently and say, oh, no, now the payment is going to be the sixth of the month or the first of the month, whatever it is, so that now became the new payday, and I'll be over Bartol and thereafter. But it's definitely not Muslim.
So you're talking about where Amish does all of a sudden, now you're paying it clear.
And I'm paying even further. No, I'm paying even further. It means for the prior 2 weeks, every 2 weeks you're employed, you expect payment the following Monday.
That's correct.
So
right away, there's no more Bartol.
So till Monday, for sure, you don't have a problem. After Monday is a shiloh amongst the Achronim. Seemingly, the Mashmait of Makaba Lukai, that should be just like Yemer Shuk, and you should be off the hook. It's just a Shavlech Vashayf. And then also you lost the mitzvahs, I say, as well. You lost that opportunity. But again, there are Paiskim, I think Rav Sternberg, there are Paiskim would like to say, based on the Meiri, that you could create a new payday. And if you created that payday, then from that's when Baal Talim will kick in. So if you created the payday the following Monday, yes, till Monday you're fine, but once Monday passes, you're over Baal Talim.
You know, the work was finished already.
Correct. But I made up that is going to be payday. Again, I it's not Muskim, but it's definitely a Shalom Mokzi
Akrainim. Pay the end of the week, right? At least you're over Baal Talim on the Friday. You pay the end of the week for the whole week. At least for the Friday, you're over Baal Talim.
You paid on Friday, you think?
You paid on Friday for the whole week. So you're saying you've come in since.
No, paid on Friday for the whole week, I have no problem, because it includes Friday, so that's Mishlamas Lebetot.
You're paying on Friday, you're over Baal Talim. Anyway, it's delayed for Monday, right? At least for the Friday, you'll be on Baal Talim, but you don't pay on Friday.
When did you make up with him? When is payday? But when is that payday? Friday or Monday? Friday? So that's it. Then you're over Baal Talim for the whole week on Friday.
Then you are.
Yeah, I'm talking about where you're only going to pay for this week, the following week. I make up, I'm not paying you on Friday. I'm not going to pay you during this week. I'm going to Medavka pay you late. I'm going to Medavka pay you next week or next month. There's no Baal Talim till payday, till this new payday, and thereafter the Machlokes Achronim. But till then, you zikha say. But if you make up, which is very often as well, that we make up, at the end of the week, you can expect a paycheck before the weekend, and it's for that week, yes, then there will be a Baal Talim and a Mitzvah Zasei at the end of that week.
For the whole week.
That was the slot. Just like we had in Sifei, you have a Schir, Shabbos, Schir, Chodesh, you made for that slot, for that weekly payment, is at the end of the week. And that's at the end of his job. Before he leaves, he should pick up the paycheck. If he doesn't have it, you're going to yell for Baal Talim.
Does it make a difference if you have an annual contract? You just say, let's say, as a teacher, you divide it into 20 pages. You're not necessarily working equal amounts of time. So let's say, coming up there, you're still going to get a paycheck.
Well, there's a Chuvas Tashbas that says even if you hire somebody for the entire year, or if you make a lease for the entire year, but if you make a payment, you have a payment schedule at the beginning of each month, whatever it is, yes, you'll have a Baal Talim on every single payment schedule, every payday. So if I make up with her, I'm paying her every 2 weeks, yes, every 2 weeks there will be a Baal Talim.
You mentioned the paycheck. We discussed before that the paycheck is not what you pay, let's say, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the banks are closed.
We're going to discuss checks in Yad Hashem soon. Just, I know everyone's interested, it's the next halakha. We're almost there. So what could you do? We're going to learn. That's also the next halakha. Okay, so let's do the next halakha and we'll get a lot clearer. Ein balabais over mishum baltolin, a balabais is not over baltolin, el im kain tavoy hasacha. Very important heta. You're only over if he wants payment. If he doesn't want payment, you're not over. So the Loshon Makabi is tavoy, you have to ask. But the Paiskim, the Chofetz Chaim proves that doesn't mean he has to lodge a real, you know, invoice, I want payment. It's if he expects payment, if he wants payment, even if it's implicit. If he comes to you, and even if he's too shy to tell you he wants payment, a babysitter child might be too shy, even an employee might be too shy to mun payment, but he wants payment, yes, then you'll be able to tell him. He sends a shliach to notify you that he wants payment. All these things, yes, you'll be able to tell him. It's only if the lack of his tefillah shows that he's not expecting payment or doesn't care for payment, in that case, you will not be able to tell him. So again, it's a major heter. I can't say it's across the board because, like I said, most times they do expect payment. But if you have an industry standard that they're not expecting payment, or you know this person, you know, always extends you credit and is not interested in payment, and he was not to value you, then you're going to be fine. Or like, for example, just going back to the mikveh case, my pet peeve, in Lakewood, for example, the shtatz mikveh, there are many mikvehs, the most mikvehs on makveh, you have to pay when you dunk. That's when you gotta pay. But the Lakewood mikveh, rather the shtatz mikveh, he's bedafka not makveh. He says that he makes more money when he's not makveh because people forget if they did pay or don't pay, they have to pay twice. So he prefers that they pay later. That's his personal shita, so he's bedafka not makveh. So if he's not makveh, you don't have a problem. But if you know that the person is makveh, then you can have a problem. Sorry? We mentioned before that even though the law is not by a goy, but according to many Rishonim, there is an asay by a goy as well. There's still be amitit and skarim. There's no law, there's an asay. There's still the right. All right, let's do sefiot. Ein balabais even mishum baltolan elim kain tova yasokar. Unless the sucker asks for money or implies that he wants money, means he's not waiving payment. However, loy tovay, but if he was not to value, then you're fine. Oy, another major heta, she tovay, he was to value, but v'lo hayolay mois, litan loy, you don't have any money to pay him. So that's another major heta. We're going to have to discuss this heta, but the heta is if you have no money to pay him, then you're not at the batalin. Oy, a third heta, shimcheu etzu shukhani litan loy, you send him to someone else to pay. I tell you, you know, do me a favor, collect it from him, he'll pay you, and the poel accepts, pay, you know, okay, I'm willing to go to him, and this shulchani is willing to pay the poel, we all agree that he's going to now, from now on, be responsible to pay this poel, then that was another heter. Let's say, here, I don't think it's applicable, but in America, when you go to a doctor, and you charge it to insurance, and it's, basically what you're doing is, I'm telling you, don't charge me, and you accept insurance, you're masking, go charge my insurance provider. He's willing to cover the cost. So I was just in Cheyo, I shifted the responsibility to somebody else, an insurance claim, let's say if you fix a car by a mechanic, which was in an accident, let's say it's covered by insurance, and the way the minig is that he bills, or he's willing to bill the insurance directly, then again, you just in Cheyo, it's a shulchan, you in Cheyo, it's a somebody else, you just shifted the responsibility, and now you're absolved. You don't have these dinim. So again, if you amcheyot the shulchani liten loy, the kibul alav liten loy, the shulchani was masking him to give him, ain't no oiva, you're not going to be oiva. I feel ain't lo balabais via shulchani klum, even though the shulchan doesn't owe you anything. But as long as we, all the parties involved, were masking him that now he's responsible, then I'd be fine. Or mekom akim imrotza hasacha langzaboy, if the sacha would like to back out, he sees that the shulchani is a Jacob and he's getting short ended here, he wants to go back to the balabais. So you were to lack the but Shuloy Lakabu Man Shulchan, he doesn't want these terms anymore. Elami Balabai, so it's just the other, then he can come back. So now the obligation will be on the Balabai. He's allowed to come back. Vimkadu miyada, but if you were kinda when you didn't make the kin with him, go to the Shulchan and you made a kinyan, that's as if he was Meichel Yulahed, or certainly if he was Meichel Yulahed and said, okay, I'm waiving payment from you, I'm going to him, and even if for some reason, let's say he's delinquent on payment, I'm not going to come back to you, so that's it, I absolved you from payment, so then there's not going to be a problem. Lo yuchalakta, but you can't come back, and that will be fine. So there are three heterim here. One is leitavoy, he wasn't tevea. The second one is lohayel and mois, he didn't have any money. And third one is imcheyot tushuchani. Each heter is a powerful heter, and we have to be magdir. So the first one is, like I said, leitavoy doesn't mean that he just didn't show up. Leitavoy means that from the fact that he didn't ask for it, implies that he's willing to delay payment. He's not interested in getting payment. But if you know that he wants payment, just couldn't get over to you, then it's fine. Now, lav dafka, you have the responsibility to go to him to pay. The Chofetz Chaim entertains, no, maybe all your responsibility is, call him up and tell him, look, I have money waiting for you, whenever you want, come pick up your money, and that's fine. Then you will makayim what you have to be makayim. You will not be over the lot, because you gave him the ability to pick it up. You're not withholding payment. It wasn't pula sacha itcha, you were not withholding payment from him. You're telling him, come pick it up whenever you want. You weren't making the yafei lachayra because he didn't actually pay him. But you weren't over the lav either because you told him, I'm willing to pay you. It's like a late tava. If he doesn't end up coming, so that's his loss. But I was willing to pay. And I won't be mekayim masei because I didn't go through with the payment, but at least I won't be over the lav. The second hetter is lahayla maisli tana. You had no money. Okay, so you had no money. Now, the Muslim age is like a yisoid tikkakash. We know that for a lav, you mechuyev to give up kol mamonah. You can't be, even to be over one lav, a person wants to take away your home and your car and your shirts, everything. You mechuyev to give up kol mamonah, not to be over a lav. So he said, what do you mean, lahayla maisli? He had no money. So now he's potter. Sell his house, give up his shirt, give his car, do something, liquidate it. All of them put up a sign in yeshiva that you're willing to sell your brand new Lexus for $10. I'm sure someone will buy it. You got $10 right there. And then sell something else. You'll be able to get together money. So what does it mean, lohei lemois, you have a heta? Sorry?
If you do that, it's a long process.
For $10, you'll sell your Lexus in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And if it's not 10, make it 5 and you'll have it. So you'll be able to... Sorry? They don't say that. They don't say that. They don't say that. So the Muslim age asks, the Chayish, you have to give up kol mamonah. Where is this such a heta? So he tries to kvetch that maybe this lav is a lav and nitik lasein. For lav and nitik lasein, maybe they didn't say you have to give up kol mamonah. We said before, early in the first year, that a lav dafka is a lav and nitik lasein. He blushed to it's not a push, it's an etza. Kidega suggests maybe a different etza. Chavisyar suggests that maybe a lav shein b'maisi not mechuyev to give a kol mamonah. That's also umachlekes rishon, but Rav Ashi, I think it's faket. It's also problematic. There's a problem here. What's going on? I would like to suggest, and it's not myself, it's others who say this, lav dafka for this kasha, but I think it's a push at teres. And that is, the pasuk says, lo yisalem pula socher itcha. You're not allowed. I wasn't over that. It's yes, maybe if I would sell, I would liquidate my assets, I'd be able to raise the money. That's true, but I'm not mechuyev to do that. Not necessarily. If I'm going to get a loss, who says I have to do that? But you want to know why I wasn't over the lav? It's because I don't have the money. It's not like, this is not a tur oinis. It's not means, really I'm mechuyev to pay over because I don't have money. So I can't. So I have oinis rachmana patch. This is not an oinis. The patur here is learned down from a pasuk. It's all selim pulisach. It has to be itcha for you to be over. If it's not itcha, if it's not by you, you don't have the money, you're not over the lav. So Mamela, I think the whole kasha is a strong. What's a kasha? I can tell my answer. I don't have the money. If I don't have the money, I'm not mechuyev to pay you. It's not a tour. The dinim of the Torah would not say it. Only if you withhold payment. If you have money, you're not paying.
Don't hire it.
Maybe I shouldn't hire him in the beginning. That guy that the chinuch said, if you don't have money initially, you shouldn't hire the worker.
No, I have a tour. All my money's in the bank.
Bank is not a tour. They said that guy that's a good point. If you have an access, if someone owes you money and you have the ability to be goy for that money, you have a chiv, the Chavos Chaim says, to be goy for the money in order to pay your work. If you have a pekodim by somebody, you have a chiv to pick it up. That is considered yeshla. Let me explain to you. Let me show you Rishonim. There's a chinuch and there's a miuchasar tvo who says slightly different lishonis, but the concept is one and the same, is what happens if you have assets that are marketable. It means you're not mechuyev to sell your shirt or your Lexus for $10. That you're not mechuyev to do. It's not umid l'mechira. But let's say you run a grocery and I could be open another 10 minutes and I'll raise enough capital to pay you. So let's say I'm running a grocery and I hired a worker to mop the floors, whatever it was, to fix the shelf in the store. And now I don't have money. The register is empty. I don't have money. Now if I keep my store open another 15 minutes, I'll be able to raise the capital. Yes, you have a chiv to keep the store open because that's considered itko. If you have the ability without any hefset involved to raise that capital, yes, you would be mechuyev to do that. Well, we're talking about a case, the Rishonim say this chilek. We're talking about a case for you to take a hefset, to sell your items, to liquidate your assets, you know, in a fire sale at a discount and to suffer a loss. That's not considered itzka. It's itzka means you have money or something that could translate into money. Something that could translate into money at a significant loss, that's not translating into money. That means you don't have money. But if you could translate something into money quickly and easily without any loss, you have that chiyuv to do so. And not only that, I should take it even a step further. The Paiskim discuss, and it might be either an inyan or a chiyuv deraisa, the shaila amongst the Paiskim, if you could borrow money, you might have a chiyuv to borrow money in order to pay your worker. That means any which way you can get money to pay your worker, you might have that chiyuv to pay your worker, and that's not considered ein loy if you're capable of borrowing money. If you can go to an ATM machine, if you can get money, however you can get money, you would have that responsibility to get money in order to pay a worker.
What's the whole reason? Things that you could have insisted on visa payment.
Sorry?
If you take visa, you can insist on getting paid. You can have money, so I have visa and you're obligated to pay me.
The problem is the poll is not mechuyev to accept visa payment. If the poor wants, well, that's like any shavah kesef. If the poor wants and he's willing to be mavata and he's willing to take shavah kesef as well, he's willing, you know, to take your hat.
Then
there's a shaila amongst the poor. Yidicho means he does. Now you don't have the tour of Eila. The shaila is, would you have the chiv to give the shavah kesef? The person discuss that and say maybe now it would turn into a chiv.
The poor wants him, says I want the visa payment.
Oh, he does want the visa payment. Why is it rivet? Why? He has 3 days to pay without having rivet. Okay, so that you have to know, is that considered ain loy or yesh loy? Okay,
no,
it's debatable.
There's no cash advance or line of credit. You pay from the day you take it out. So you have to put it on...
What, on a credit card like that?
No, if you take cash back...
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. So then you have to discuss. Is that considered to have some merubah? Or I don't know if you need to have some merubah, may I have some mu'ud. But they say it should be something significant.
Can you insist on a visa payment? The employee.
Could
the worker wants the worker.
If the worker wants a visa payment and the balabais has the ability to pay the visa payment, so you're suggesting that maybe the balabais is not mechuyev to incur the fee of the late fees and the interest charges or whatever it is, that might be considered a hefset. I'm not convinced of that because the matna might be a hefset merubah, especially if you have 30 days to raise capital. Otherwise, I'm not convinced. But I'm just showing you how vital it is. If you have only one payment, we discuss whether it's Einik Shabbos or paying your worker, you got to pay your worker. You have a shaila whether with the Chubut Rapalam, I think it is, you have a shaila to give tzedakah or to pay your worker, you got to pay your worker. There's no kunsin here. You have an obligation to pay your worker. I mean, lahav the lelev ados in America, there's a law that the first payment, let's say a guy goes bankrupt, the first people who have to be satisfied are the employees. That's like, this is the ultimate obligation on the person. You got to make sure that your employee gets paid. There's no way out. Whichever way you can do it, you would have the chiv to do it.
What's the reason why we have a point of the pay? The trade gave a point of the pay. To make money.
So Shaila, Rashi said that.
If you don't have money, you have to get, you have to go borrow or whatever.
So Chavetz Chaim was medayik from that, beautifully. The Chavetz Chaim was medayik from that Rashi, who said the reason why the Terry gave you noina is to give you the ability to raise capital. He said, you see, from this Rashi, that you have the chiv midoraisa to raise capital. The chiv midoraisa to borrow money, whatever it takes. So others say a different shot in the puzzle.
So why don't you say that all of them are the fallback first cut? If the 20 gave you specifically 12 hours to go get cash, if you don't have money, it means...
But let's say I don't have money and I don't have the ability. Let's say I don't have money, I don't have the ability unless I sell my items at a discount. So I'm taking a hesed. I'm not mechuyev to take a hesed. I'm mechuyev to be matriya to try to raise money, but not mechuyev to take a hesed. And I don't have to sell my Lexus for
$10. So this class, as opposed to other levels, doesn't require a hesed. Other levels, you can't get your whole.
Correct. That's what I'm suggesting to the answer of the Muslim nation's kasha. His kasha is a good kasha, but I think that it's not applicable here.
I hear it all the time in the service industry that people take higher services like they don't have the money. With the intention made or
payable,
they get the money. So
you think
that there's no...
You're not supposed to do that. The Chinuch says you're not supposed to hire a worker unless you have payment available. So the Chavetz Chaim says that might be just an Indian, that might not be the Chiv, because the Chiv is as long as you have payment, you know, funds available at the end. If you know you're not going to have funds at the end either, you're running yourself into a problem. That's lav dafka, you're going to have this hatal. I can't say for sure, but I'm saying it's lav dafka. But there are eitzes. If you foresee that you're not going to have payment, so the shak says an eitzes. The shak looks into the cotton days. He says, task is soifer, you hire a soifer, lichtoi v'lachov, task me'imoi, make up with him, shuleiti b'baltalim pulasachim. Make up with him, they don't want to be over baltalim. What does this mean? This is a shayla had a touch the shak. I believe Pashut Pshat is like any other Bein Adam L'Chaver by Mominus. You have a right to waive, depending on how you say it. There's a chilek, Amnas Shaloi Tashmitaini Bishvayis, Amnas that there's not going to be Shemitah. I say Amnas is not going to be Shemitah, then the Masa Machkosu B'Torah doesn't work. There is Shemitah. Torah says there is Shemitah. But if I say I acknowledge the Shemitah, I'm asking you to waive that right, Amnas Shaloi Tashmitaini Bishvayis, then I have a right to do that. So it's also here. If I say there's no Baal Talon applicable here, tough luck. There is Baal Talon. The Rebbein Shalom, you know, outvoted you. You say there's not, he says there is. But if you tell him, Amnas, that you shouldn't have the right to money without Baal Talmud means I'm telling you you should be meichel that schus that you have about Baal Talmud. I'm not that you're not going to shalei titveini bizmanai whatever the lashon is. Yes, then that would work. Others say he just means tamazai. He's giving you etzatayva to make a delayed payment. Make up with him. You're always going to pay him late. So that's it. A blank, you know, like yom hashuk, a built-in yom hashuk. I'm not paying you on time. That's it. I've done that in the past. You tell a guy, I'm not paying you on time. And you still try to, they all the places, even he says, Avadi, you should try to pay him on time as much as you can. But like this, you have a way out to avoid any problem. And the chayyah, you have to know, we raised the issue before, what's going to be with the assay if you end up do paying him on time. Again, there's mashmaita paiskim, seemingly, you know, the easier rule is that whenever there's no love, there's no assay as well. You know, they work hand in hand. If you tell me that you made a tnaya, manas shaloi tishmeteni, so to speak, I'm not saying not going to money, and you only limit to the Baal Talmud, so maybe you still have an essay, but you don't want to be in that position either, because if you don't pay on time, you're going to have an essay against you. It's a problem. There was a story, I don't understand the story 100%.
It's nicer for that. 5 minutes before the end of the job, you realize you have money, so in these last 5 minutes, you're paying this
tnaya. Ah, yeah. If he's masking to change the time, I don't know if you could force the change of time in the middle. Okay, if he's masking. There was a story with the stipler, I don't understand the story, but there was a story with the stipler that he made up with the person who was typesetting his sefer. He made up with the person, I'm not paying you on time. And that is, he got the draft or something, and he got the malacha done, and that night he went and he paid him. And the person, it was like 11 o'clock at night, he knocked on the door and he sees the stipler at his house with payment in hand, and he says, Rebbe, but I thought we made up, you're not paying me on time. So he says, alright, but what's with the essay? That was the story. I don't rely on halachas on stories. I don't understand because okay, you don't have the essay either. Maybe you'll have this concept of mikomakum, like the Sefer Chassidim says, mikomakum, you should pay on time. You might have a leich v'shoyiv involved, or these type of things, but I'm not convinced you can have the essay either.
You'll touch on the check.
Yeah, the check is the third thing. It's in Chayo. We're going to get to it. Manish, we're up to it. Any shilas on this thing before I go to Chayo? Okay.
Tonight, could you also get a leich v'shoyiv?
If you make it tonight that there's no leich v'shoyiv, that's fine. If you make it tonight that it's going to be a delay payment, so it should be just like Yom HaShuk, that you won't have a leich v'shoyiv either. Look,
what happened if you made it tonight, the job has to be finished a certain day, and it needs 3 days later. By the time it finishes, you still...
Yeah, that we had before. If you look in Sif Gimel in Ramah, is that even though you expect him to finish during the day, if you carry it into the night, then when he finishes, that's when all the dinim...
It was at night?
Sorry?
It was at night. Not that you expect it. It was mamash at night.
Unless you tell me that he didn't do a good job because he didn't do it in a timely fashion, so we can discuss maybe you should have a discount. But when he finishes, whenever the malach is completed at that point in time, Baal Talmud kicks in. Now let's go to the third thing in Mechayr. Everyone wants to know what's for checks and credit cards and these things. What is a check? Let's go before any minute. Let's live in a vacuum right now. What is a check? A check is a directive. Some people it's a piece of paper, some people it's a directive, yes. It even says in the check, it says, you know, direct to, pay to the order to. It's a directive. You're instructing him, or instructing the bank, that is, that if someone shows up at the bank with this piece of paper, please release funds on my behalf. That's all it is. The bank owes you money because you deposited money by the bank, and you're telling your lawyer, should someone come to you with this authentic piece of paper, release the funds. I give you a right to release the funds and take it off the cheshbon. Now you owe me less money. So that's all it is. It's a directive. In fact, in Hebrew, a check is called a hamcha'ah. It's like a mcheo, it's a shulchani. You're directing him where to pick up payment, not me, somewhere else. Now, in that, if that's all a check is, and let's assume that's all it is, then it's not cash. And therefore, you're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah b'yom etitin skarei. And if he's not, again, without any minig, you will still be over the lav if you give him a check. That's not going to do the trick. Now, if you tell me that the checks are so over la'soicha, and it could be passed from store to store to store to store, and it's just as good as money, which I'm convinced in America it's not like that. Canada, I can't tell you. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael we can damn, but you realize, just talk, right? We're talking about an employee paycheck. The paycheck is for $2,000. That was for the last 2 weeks. Bring the $2,000 check to the grocery store. You want to buy a bottle of milk? Here's a check. Give me change. I'm not convinced that's Oyvah L'Seicha anywhere. So if a check is on Oyvah L'Seicha, so it's not cash, all it is a directive. I'm telling you where to pick up money. So if everyone's maskim, so that's Allahum Khayat so Shukhani. You're maskim to go to the bank, pick up the check, that's the bank's my shukhani. I'm maskim, the bank's maskim, great, very good. But if you're not maskim, Again, in absence of any minig, if you're not maskim, then I can't force that on you. But the nice is, in most times, most cases, any normal business, the minig is that you pay by check. If it's a cash business or if it's some service provided in your house, very often they might insist. Sorry? In which case? If you give a check, and the minig is that you could pay by check, you will not owe anything because the minig is he accepts a delayed payment. But you're not going to have the last day of Yom Tov Zkariz because he didn't get money. He got a piece of paper that's giving him an address where he can pick out the money. If I tell him he can pick it up from the Shulchani, am I the kind of mitzvah that say? No, okay, not. Why should he be kind of mitzvah? Let me qualify that. If he actually goes to the Shulchani and he picks up the money the same day, so he received funds the same day, then he's mekayem a mitzvah. If you give him the check and he cashed the check the same day, he went to your bank or whatever it is, and he actually got cash for it, yes, then he's mekayem a mitzvah. If it's not in his account, then it takes time to clear. I don't know, it takes time to clear, don't you?
No, you get to clear it away. You put the money in the bank, you can take money out again.
That's how it works, yeah? No, not in America. In America, you need 3 days, 5 days to clear. Otherwise, I'll take a check, $10,000, deposit it, release the funds, and then run. Okay, so again.
You get your own money when you
get it. It's practical to pay the cash if it's $1,000 and then carry around $1,000.
If he's masking. Again, if he's masking to take. If he's managing to take a check, or like, let's talk with the minig. In most cases, you take a check, so you're not over anything, and you're great, and you're clean. But you're not going to get the assay. Could he cash it right now? So if he cashes it right now, then it's fine. If it's over last week and it's just as good as cash, it's also fine. But if it's, sorry? I don't know. If it's made out to you, you're going to go to a grocery and give that check to them. Are they going to accept that check? I don't know. Okay, if you tell me it's oivel hasek, you know, it's hard to say. If it's oivel hasek and just like cash, yes, and it's cash, and you make a mitzvah and everything's fine, you can even force it on them, that's fine. But in absence of that, if it's the way I understand in America, then it's not cash. It's not equivalent to cash. So yes, we have a minig. Yes, you're not going to be oivel anything, but unfortunately, you're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah either, pashtus. The way to be mekayim a mitzvah, the eitzah that they give, Rav Nissen Karelis gave this eitzah, I think you gave this eitzah, is that gives at least some portion in cash, so at least you'll have some mitzvah involved. You'll get a B.M.T. card. Give one shove of proof. Give a nickel in cash. Give a dollar in cash. Give something in cash. Chut, you're going to get the mitzvah. You won't get the mitzvah on everything, but you'll have a mitzvah involved, because by giving by a check alone, the Karelis in you're not going to claim a mitzvah.
So only if he goes and cashes the check that day, you can claim the mitzvah.
That day means that Oina period means before sunset or whatever it is, correct? Paid Friday. So if he goes and cashes it Friday, then you're fine. If he doesn't cash it Friday, you're also fine. You aren't over anything. Everything's fine, but you lost the mitzvah.
You are the
time
that if he cashes the check before the sunset.
Correct.
So would direct deposit be better?
Someone's asked me that, Kranda. A direct deposit. Very often you have the employees who put the wire the money right into the account. I could hear that that's better. I could hear that that's better. It means he already has the funds readily available. If he has it available, he can go and get it from the bank, so it's already on his account. Now I just created a loiva owing you money. I could hear that's better. I'm not convinced, but I can hear that that's better.
His money is in his reshut. But direct deposit, that don't
pay him. What's really is the money is in a loiva's hands to pay him. That's really what it is.
You can have
a bank account, contrary to popular belief, they call it a deposit because they want to make it sound safe. You know, like life insurance is really death insurance. You know, it's the way how you market something. So it's the way, right? It's just a deposit is not a deposit. It's not a precaution. What it really is you lent the bank money. They owe you money. Your money is not sitting in their safe just waiting to collect dust and cobwebs.
Now it's worth that amount of money.
Sorry?
The debit card of the employee is worth at least that amount of money.
He can get the money. I'm asking he can get the money whenever he wants. And he can go. Correct. I'm asking he can go to the labor whenever he wants. And that's why I'd rather think that it's probably better. But if you want to know, am I convinced? I'm not 100% sure. Because still, he never received the money. It was deposited by. Let me just talk taxes. You're my employee, I want to pay you money, so instead of paying you money, I go over to Reuven and I say, Reuven, here's money, and now you owe this person money. Right? Now, I just created a card. Now, someone is your Baal Kharif. Someone owes you money. You still didn't see the money. And let's say this guy has, he's a man of means and he'll pay you whenever you want. You still didn't see cash. Right? You still didn't see the money. So is that considered a keem of the SA? That's basically what you're doing. I'm putting money in, depositing in your account by a bank who owes this person money. It's a, to his credit. Now he owes money. So he can go to the bank and take it out of ATM machine or whatever it is whenever he wants. True. But he still didn't receive payment. So I'm not convinced, but it's very, you're talking, it's better. If you want to get the SA, like Ava Teva, just put in cash.
If a worker does a job, I said, you want to get cash for it. So pay me cash. But come the last day, finish the job. I don't have cash
with
me. Do you mind taking a check? I'll be over.
Is he maskim or not?
He's maskim then.
If he's maskim to take your check, then you have no problem. Because then he's moichel. He's moichel. You won't mekayim anything.
No, we don't want.
But he was moichel. But even if you give him shavah cash is even better than the check, in a way, because at least he has value in his hands already. But still, if...
I mean,
there's certainly better. If it's either, let's say, we'll discuss. Okay, so we can discuss. But even shavah cash, if you're not mekayim anything. Sorry? If he was not maskim, you are over. We discussed before, what happens if you have a large bill? You owe money and you don't have change.
Well, I'm in
a partial payment gets a mitzvah say on. It's a good point. I should really discuss this now. A partial payment. Let's say you owe an employee $100 and you pay him $50. On $50, you will make a mitzvah, and the other $50, you owe him a lot. That's what the bottom line means. Every dollar you give him, I can't tell you, every payment or every penny or every pruta, on that chelik you makayim a mitzvah, on the outstanding chelik you're over alive and not say. What the Eitzer of Nissen gave was, if you're paying by check, you're better than over anything, but you have an opportunity. Why squander the opportunity? You have an opportunity to make a mitzvah. Say, if I give you an opportunity to make it sukkah today and shake dollar minim, you can say, no, I'd rather wait for sukkah. You have an opportunity right now to make a mitzvah. Say, so chutzch have something, so give a dollar, give something to make a mitzvah. Say, and every paycheck add a little bit of cash. That was his data. I'm not saying it's a practical data, depending on how your business is run, but that was the data, at least to kaparayin a mitzvah. But you should know, per dollar, you're not going to get the mitzvah on the whole payment. You didn't do the whole payment in cash, but on the chelik that you did, you're going to get a mitzvah. That
only if you hired that employee.
Sorry.
Correct.
If you don't have any other thing, yes. If you want to get out with your workers, anyway, the minute
if you want that, say with this dollar or nickel or whatever.
Correct. If you want the SA, you have to make sure to hire him directly and that he wants payment. Because if he doesn't want payment, there's a shadow amongst the person who's making an SA. One could argue, but once.
He wants payment.
Sorry.
How's talking about wants payment?
Oh yeah.
Do you make it tonight that if you work something
for
some reason that you don't get paid in
time,
then you're
welcome? Yeah. Okay, I didn't see this anywhere, and I always wanted to say that. I don't have a raya. Is that why can't we make it tonight sort of thing on the whole thing? We'll see. If I pay on time, I want the halakas to apply. And if I don't pay on time, I want you to tell me right now that I'm not, that there's not going to be baltolin, that you're not going to mum baltolin on the union. Why can't, and we're going with my prayer, what happens? I didn't see anyone that's the cause of it. And l'chay, that should have been the best eight to pass on. You see, the Amoraim didn't do that. The Amoraim ran to do a shaliach, they ran to do other eights. If this eight would work, they should have this eight. It's not such a raya, but I'm just. He's not masking. Okay, I'm paying by shaliach. He just doesn't know that.
What was the
shock? The shock was a blanket thing. I'm telling you, tonight I'm paying you, I'm giving you a delayed payment. So then I'll lose everything. He wants to, you know, have the cake and eat it. If it's a delayed payment, the tonight's cop. If it's the payment's on time, then no, then I want to pay you on time. It means he's trying to live in both worlds.
Well, he wants to. I tell you, your country had before. On the mighty, he had zero payment. If
King
that
night, 11
months
about
to pay.
Stifle, you mean? Maybe he made that tonight. Yeah, it didn't sound like the Pearl knew about that, but I hear. Now, let's say, I mentioned it before, but could I just mention again, if you have money, you have a large bill, you don't have any small denominations, and you want to push it off, I'll pay you tomorrow, unless you get a mechila b'lev shalem, you shouldn't do that. You should pay the larger bill and have him owe you the money. If he doesn't want to owe you the money, so because inside, I'll borrow money back from you, no problem. And I'll owe you the same amount, but now I owe you with Bateri's card and not Bateri's Schiris, and now I was Mekayim that say, I don't have a problem with Eloy that say. The Zohar just tells you, Neitzah Tevika Mashmalon, he says, don't play with fire, you're risking your life. He says, when a person says, oh yeah, okay, pay you tomorrow, yeah, no problem, pay me tomorrow, but the Zohar, no, pay him today. Don't If he's not mercy, you're belay. I mean, he doesn't explain exactly why. But he's saying you're risking your life by making a delayed payment, even if he's masking to pay tomorrow. My thing is, because maybe Tif, the Levi, he's not really masking. And therefore, he says, better pay him now. If he wants to give it back to you, ask to borrow money back. But make sure you make that payment. And you're, it's a good idea anyway, because you're not kind of a mitzvah to say. But don't play with these things.
You owe him $100, and you give him $1,000 bill if you have a phone. Does it mean that he got lost his dinner show? Is it maybe because he may not come back to the United States for a dinner time?
The Gron Shabbos, so notes mentioned the Gron Shabbos as well. Yes, the mice over there. The person discussed exactly what went on in that Gemara of why he was able not to have sell his assets and he spent the money. They discussed it. The Chavos Chaim addressed it. Other people addressed it. Had to hold off on that.
Man and wife.
Sorry? The man and wife, I said, a man and wife is not considered a het of a shliach. You're Isha Kaguva and it's just like you, and therefore you're going to have to pay. Again, if they're masculine, it's Belay Shalom to Mikka, then you're fine. But the Zohar says you should not do this. You should try to pay anyway.
An employee who has a family, fine, but Jacob said, she won't spend it tonight anyway, she's going home.
I know, but you still, first of all, you had the opportunity of the mitzvah, so you just lost the mitzvah. And you want to know if you had the lav and the seif. That will depend on if you get a mechila, maybe you still have an idea you're supposed to give it, and a kanami. But be sorry, you should try to get every assay you could possibly get.
In the case of the yeshiva, which doesn't have the funds to payroll, could it give the check to the
rebellion
and ask them to lend it back to
their slave? Yeah, but the checks, again, checks
you're
not
making
a
mitzvah.
But you can just not be at the law by getting them to be mechiz tamazin. But in a chan, if you want to give a post-dated check, they say you can't force on the player a post-dated check, so that won't work there. But if, again, if they're asking to play along with you, they're asking to accept payment, there are gratis some who want to say that, you know, the problem is good for that ticket, that if you know that the employer never pays on time, you know that the yeshivas are always late in payroll, so that goofer could be a heter, because that could be like it says, if I know that they never have funds on time, but usually they don't have funds on time, so the whole dynamics about Tola never came into about in the first place.
This week, as an example, most companies, many were open yesterday, on Wednesday, or the day before today, for a little bit, they're all closed today.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, pay the Thursday.
Okay.
You paid the employee yesterday with the post-day check, I mean, for Thursday. Every Thursday thing. That's allowed?
Again.
You're supposed to go to the bank that day. Wednesday.
Well, what's the minute? When you have a holiday on Thursday, what's the minute? You pay Wednesday, you pay Friday? What's the understanding? If there's no minig, so as long as I give him money on Thursday and a check is fine, I don't know if the minig is that the check has to be cashable on Thursday, that I don't know. But again, you're not even carrying many mitzvahs anyway. It's a check. Of your oivim. I know, you have to tell me what the minig is. If the minig is to accept such a check, then you're not oivim. If you don't have such a minig, then you can have a problem, unless he's masking. The only thing is, that, let me just point out, is that if you're paying for the week, and the week ends on Friday, so we had, before we mentioned, anyway, there's no dinner batal until the end of the week. So even though you made up to pay earlier, like we said, by a house, you always, or a babysitter, or a playgroup, I pay always at the beginning of the month, yes, you have a chiz to pay at the beginning of the month, but no, you won't have a batal until the end of the month, because ain't chiz mishalem is a little bit safe. So if it's a monthly, you know, structured monthly, that was the unit, so it's at the end of the month. If it's weekly, it's the end of the week.
What about paying with vouchers, like yeshiva dollars, or food stamps, or anything?
I'm not familiar with it, but all I can tell you, if it's over the cycle, then that's cash. It's not over the cycle, then
it's... Yeah, it's like a list of 100 places to take. Groceries, you can't take for their car.
I don't know. I hear the shayla. Is that considered over the cycle? I don't know. Yeshiva doesn't, you can't really coin, you know, mint money. I don't know how that works, but...
The bill that's received in the mail... let's say the account is still
good.
You get it like $1,000 from Pfeiffer or something. This morning, you have to run with cash with Pfeiffer before the sunset.
No, again, if the bill in the mail comes late.
Not the other.
If the bill in the mail comes late, we already said you don't have any of the lavim or the assay of the raisa. The bill comes late. Usually the bills don't come at the time that the malacha was finished. But if it comes late, you have a late for sure. But yes, theoretically, if it's late, no, because it's, if it's by the yain.
Or the plumber's bill. The plumber, he did his job.
He did his job that day? No, so a day or two later, you already don't have the lava there say. It's already a day or two later, you don't have the problem. The halakha is only when it comes that day. So that's not a problem. But again, theoretically, yes, you should be paying on time, even if it comes late, either the lech v'shoyv, but whatever is considered, he has to shalom also, whatever considered the norm.
So the employee is paid by the week. Are you entitled to this facade, say, by paying him?
On the day the week ends. I mean, if the week ends on Friday, if you pay him on that Friday, yes, you will be mekayem mitzvah zaseh. Sorry? If he bills him later, so it means he's billing him, so by the time you get the bill, the service was already completed yesterday, so that's it. The opportunity for that say was finished, the lava is finished. Okay, let me just finish, and I will take questions afterwards, because basically we're at the end. Yud Aleph is Dini Tzachish Nishba V'Neitin Nizbar V'Sim Peites, which is not here. Basically, we covered this in here about Tola, and you see how prevalent it is. It's Negea Keseda, I mean, he so mentioned about a Batchen, you know, a Chasen, it's late at night, and your eyes are bleary, and it's 2 in the morning, especially if there's a Mitzvah time, and you don't know what's going on, or the caterer now calls into the room. Yes, you have a chiv to pay if it's a service provider. Caterer, you can dan, maybe it's a mekogamemki, he's selling you the food, I don't know, or maybe there's a service as well. But a batkin zikr provided a service, the singer, the band, whatever it is, you have a mitzvah, the emetit of skari then. We see if you keep your eyes open, you're going to see this come out every single day. You are going to have an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah say, and chulila be in a position to be over alav. Just keep in mind that if you're dealing with the rest, like we started off with, mitzvah strikas kavana perhaps, and if you just give it a little thought, stop, think, and give it, with that, you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Shkoyev.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.